Tropical Storm Sandy hit Haiti on the 23rd of October before it became a hurricane, killing 54 people, according to Johan Pelleman, head of the UN humanitarian agency OCHA in Haiti. He says he's worried about the destructive damage that was caused.
Most of the south of the country has been completely flooded by these rains. A lot of water points, sanitation systems have been destroyed or need to be drained. Irrigation systems have been destroyed. Rivers have burst their banks.
In addition, says Mr. Pelleman, over 6,000 houses have been destroyed, 21,000 damaged, and over 5,000 earthquake survivors still living in tents have lost their shelters. But food security is of the utmost concern.
This year had been very dry in Haiti. In August, we had already seen Tropical Storm Isaac, which had destroyed most of the harvest in the north of the country. Now the south of the country, which is considered to be the food basket, has been flooded entirely right at the start of harvest season.
For UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, the concern is the effect of the storm on children, according to Marixi Mercado.
Basically, UNICEF is saying that a rapid multi-sector response is required to prevent a spike in cholera cases and to avert a deeper food security and nutrition crisis, the combination of which is especially lethal for children. Just a reminder that a child who is suffering from severe acute malnutrition is 8 to 10 times more likely to succumb to death due to cholera than a child who is healthy.
Ms. Mercado says UNICEF's unmet funding needs are $6.6 million, which includes repairs to schools.
Schools are an important way for UNICEF to reach children with cholera prevention tools and messages. We provide a lot of aqua tabs. We teach children how to wash their hands with soap. We build latrines and we do a lot of hand washing facilities in schools. And that's actually a hugely important part of the response in terms of prevention.
An appeal for an additional $40 million has been made to address the destruction caused by Sandy in Haiti. That amount brings the total appeal for Haiti to $151 million in 2012. Jerry Adams, United Nations.